Coach's Corner interview here on KETE. We're going to talk Albert Lea Wrestling. Been a busy, busy week for our Tigers. Tyler Vogt, assistant coach for the wrestling team, joins us. And Tyler, a good afternoon. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Now, Tyler, we're going to recap. We have some duels to recap. We got a tournament up in Eden Prairie from Saturday. Let's start with last Friday. Not too often do you guys get a home event, but you had a triangular at the high school. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, and Rochester Century were in town. Tigers win both matchups. Give us a recap of those two wins. Again, not too often do the hometown fans get to see you guys at the high school. So it was a fun night picking up, I assume, two victories.
Yep, we won both meets. We wrestled Rochester Century. We beat them 72-10. And then we wrestled Nurhag, and we beat them 60-15. Really good energy on the bench. Guys came out, wrestled really hard. And overall, just a good night there at home. Good to have the fans back in the stands.
I'll say, with those couple of wins, I think that put the team like 9-1 when it comes to duels at that point. So a couple of wins on Friday. Saturday, the team went to Eden Prairie for a tournament. And Tyler, give us a recap of that tourney.
That was a really good day. We went to the Eden Prairie Waconia duels. We went 4-1. We wrestled with some really tough teams. We came up, wrestled against Blaine. We beat them, I believe, by a score of 44-27, I think, if I got that right. Then we wrestled Mound West Tonka, and score there was 51-25. Then our third duel, we got to actually wrestle Wilmer, who's number 7 in the state in AAA. Really good duel, a lot of back and forth. Our guys came out and had a lot of energy there, and we ended up winning that duel 37-27. And then fourth duel, we got to take on Waconia, who's actually number 2 in the state in AAA, and it came all the way down to 220 in heavyweight, and we ended up losing that one 40-29. But once again, just a really good duel, wrestling against a really good team. And I thought our guys came out and wrestled really hard. And to end the day, we ended up wrestling Perham. And I think that we beat them, I think it was like 57-20.
Okay.
If I got that right. But we ended up going 4-1 on the day. It was a really good day. A lot of good wrestling by all of our guys.
Tyler Vogt, assistant coach with the Albert Lea Wrestling Team, joining us here on KETE Radio. And I know year after year, the Albert Lea Wrestling Team always makes sure that they wrestle the best of the best around the state of Minnesota and other states as well. How big is it to have, again, we're kind of at the halfway point of the season, to have those kind of matches against, you mentioned Wilmer's ranked, you guys beat them, to drop the tough one to a very good Waconia team. When you face these kind of teams, it only has to help the guys as you get closer to, of course, the section team tournament and the section individual tournament.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to be up there with the best teams, if we want to call ourselves the best teams, then we got to go out and prove it and wrestle against the best teams.
Absolutely.
So going to all these competitions and wrestling those guys, I think that gives us that opportunity to go out there and prove it.
Well, let's talk about last night. The team was at USC, a quick drive over to Wells, and had a couple of matchups. I just had the scores in front of me. I don't right now. But the team went 1-1. Is that correct?
Yep. I think so first duel was against Sibley East. I believe we won 72-10. I think that's
72-9. There we go. I followed.
72-9. Yep. 72-9. And then we wrestled Maple River USC. And that was another really close one. Maple River USC has been doing really well this year. A lot of tough guys on that team. And we ended up just losing that one 40-31. Another one that came right all the way down to heavyweight.
So splitting the duels last night. Tyler, you know offhand, where does that put the duel record at right now?
I believe that puts us 11-2. I think that puts us 11-2, 10-2.
Okay, yeah. Pretty impressive dual record for our Albert Lea Tigers. And, you know, we got the snow today, and all the events at Albert Lea, of course, are canceled because of the snow, which is too bad. I see on the schedule it has been postponed for the triangular that was scheduled for tonight. And I know tonight was going to be a fun night because I know Paul Durbon, the head coach, said this would probably be the first time that Alden Conger, who's part of Albert Lea Area Wrestling, would host a dual matchup in their gym. So hopefully this will be made up because I'm sure that's going to be a pretty big deal for those kids from that school district to wrestle at their high school.
Yeah, it was. We got quite a few guys that come from Alden Conger. And so we thought that that would be a great opportunity to go over to their spot and have some wrestling over there, which, like you said, just something that hasn't been there in a very, very long time.
Tyler Vogt, again, assistant coach for the Albert Lea wrestling team on a Coach's Corner interview here on KATE Radio. Well, tomorrow, I assume the tournament is still on as of right now. You guys are going to a New Hampton, which is in Iowa?
Yep.
And talk about that tournament tomorrow. Is that a big tourney?
I don't think it's the biggest tournament. I think there's going to be, just off the top of my head, I think there's going to be 7 other teams there.
Okay.
I believe that we are the only Minnesota school that's going to be there, though.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. New Hampton, Belmont Clemmy, Des Moines Hoover, Des Moines North, Lake City, and Olwine are going to be the teams there. So that's going to be fun for the boys to go to Iowa. And again, wrestle, good competition that you wouldn't see on a weekly basis.
Yep, absolutely. That's what we strive for. We want to see all sorts of different types of styles of wrestling. And anytime that we got an opportunity to do that, we want to take advantage of it.
And Tyler, before we let you go, let's talk about, you know, this last week. Who are some of the wrestlers that have wrestled real well? I know looking at the guillotine rankings yesterday, saw three Tigers that were ranked. Michael Olson at 106, he's ranked number 2 right now. I talk about some of the wrestlers that maybe had an exceptional week.
Yeah, Michael Olson had a really good week. He wrestled the number 4 ranked kid in single A last night from Maple River USC, and he ended up hitting him, and he looked very tough. He sort of dominated the whole match. He looked really, really tough there. Logan Davis is another guy that's been wrestling really hard. Mason Attic stepped up for us. He is a guy that's not normally in the lineup, but he wrestled 2 varsity matches last night, and he did a really good job. A couple other guys that stepped in. Cameron Nelson got a varsity match last night, and he was a guy that wasn't necessarily expecting to go out there. But he took on the challenge and he went out there, and the match didn't go the way that we hoped it would, but we still admired his courage for going out there and giving his best effort out there on the mat.
Again, Tyler Vogt, assistant coach for the Albert Lea wrestling team, are recapping the week that was and are talking about next week. Again, that tournament tomorrow in New Hampton, Iowa. Then the wrestlers will be at Zumbrota Mazeppa coming up on Thursday for a triangular. Tyler, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the recap of the week that was for Albert Lea Tiger Wrestling. Stay safe in the snow today, and good luck to the guys tomorrow.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on.